Weed Seekers, welcome to episode 147 of Sully's Two Cents Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host. I am Rob Sullivan. The Sully's Two Cents Fantasy Football Podcast is a proud member of the Roto Heat family of podcasts. The preseason continues this week, and this Ramondre Stevenson hype just doesn't want to seem to go away. Now, that's to be expected, as the dude scored another two touchdowns in the Patriots' 35-0 beatdown of the Eagles this week. Stevenson, through two preseason games, has carried the ball 25 times for 193 yards and four touchdowns. Now, look, I'm not sold yet, but if after week three's dress rehearsal, he's the goal line back, this guy's going to jump in my rankings dramatically. There are a few others that I'm watching closely that I'm really trying to pause before making my final judgments. First one's Mecole Hardman, the Chiefs' current number two wide receiver. He looks terrible. Patrick Mahomes targeted him seven times last night, and they were clearly not on the same page. Chad Henne did come in and hit Hardman for a touchdown after Mahomes left. I don't like what I'm seeing from Mecole Hardman at all. And it appeared that neither did Patrick Mahomes, seen yelling at him multiple times last night. Ja'Marr Chase looks lost. Hopefully with Joe Burrow throwing to him, things will change. It's become a concern that all we are hearing about this incredibly talented prospect thus far has been negative. I know we took a year off. I don't know if that's impacting him. But all I'm saying is don't overreact, but feel free to join me in Camp Concerned. The last one I want to talk about is Jarrett Patterson, the former Buffalo University running back, is trying to earn a spot with the Washington football team. Way back, I think it was in February when I did my first round of Dynasty rookie rankings, I had him as my RB10. Now, I hadn't watched all the film and all the backs, and as I watched more film, he fell off, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe I was onto something in February. This kid ran for about 1 million yards in college and looked good doing it. He's looking really good for Washington. Now, he is kind of stuck on their depth chart behind Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissic. But for you dynasty managers out there, I hope you stashed a share or two. Lastly, even though I already said that the last comment was my last, hey, it's my show. What can I say? I have been reading and seeing concerns from people regarding Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Antonio Gibson. Stop it. Both of these backs will be more than fine. CEH did sprain his ankle last night, but he appears to have avoided the high ankle sprain, which is a good thing. And Gibson, I know he's been coming off the field on passing downs. It's mildly concerning, but it shouldn't impact his ranking. He is still capable of being a top 12 fantasy running back. All right, so today, it's episode 147. We continue in the Buy, Sell, Take a Flyer series. Today, we're focusing on the AFC West. Just a reminder, in this 8-part series, I'm utilizing ADP to identify a player I'm buying, a player I'm selling, and a player that I'm taking a flyer on off of each team. Now, buying and selling have nothing to do with my opinion of the player and absolutely everything to do with my perceived value of the player versus their ADP. Now, the flyers. As for those flyers, these guys are gut feels on players deep down in ADP that you're likely looking at selecting in the latter rounds of your draft, or perhaps in some cases, you're even going to find these guys on the waiver wire. Now, I will say, I'm getting a lot of direct messages on Twitter about my ADP and it not being current. I'm utilizing Fantasy Pros ADP for this series. I put together my notes well in advance. I do check it before I go and record, but sometimes ADPs change. ADPs are crazy fluid right now. There's a ton of mock drafts going on, and there's a ton of league startup drafts going on. So if my ADP isn't accurate, I apologize. Bear with me. We'll make it through it together. We're going to start this episode off with the Denver Broncos. The player I'm buying off of the Denver Broncos is wide receiver Jerry Jeudy. His overall ADP is 76, and he's coming off the board as wide receiver 32. So Jerry Jeudy was a wide receiver that I wanted a lot of shares of in 2020. And in 2021, nothing has changed except my appetite to roster him has become even more elevated. Jerry Jeudy ranks 6th among wide receivers with 1,529 air yards. He was 6th in his receiving average with 16.5 and 19 with his 5.46 yards per reception after the catch. This was all as a rookie with rather horrific quarterback play. In year 2, I expect him to take the next step. The haters will point to his 46% catch rate, his 3.3 receptions per game, and his 14 drops. None of those stats really concern me. Jerry Jeudy seeing 113 targets as a rookie is a good thing. I get that he dropped 14 passes, but Tyreek Hill dropped 11. Alvin Kamara dropped 10. DK Metcalf dropped 9. Funny, we don't see folks fading them. Jeudy is an elite route runner that will continue to get open. Cortland Sutton is back to take some attention off of Jeudy, and the quarterback play in Denver will be much better than a season ago. In the sixth round, I love the value that Jerry Jeudy is, and as a result, I am buying. Player I'm selling off of the Denver Broncos is rookie running back Javonte Williams. Overall ADP is 68, coming off the board at running back 28. Now, Javonte Williams is likely going to be among the most popular rookies taken in fantasy drafts, along with Najee Harris, Travis Etienne, Ja'Marr Chase, and Kyle Pitts. I have no problems with the drafting of Williams. In fact, he is one of the rookies that I would like to roster in redraft this season. My concern is the price, not the player. Williams scored 19 touchdowns and ran for over 1,400 yards in a split backfield last season at North Carolina. That experience sharing touches will help him deal with Melvin Gordon in 2021. The split, however, I believe will favor Melvin Gordon, especially early in the season. If you draft Williams, you're hoping that he takes over the touches in this backfield and that Gordon fades away sooner rather than later. Williams has the higher upside, but he also brings with him, in my opinion, a lower floor. The recent injury to Melvin Gordon might help Williams, but it might also lead to his ADP elevating even further. I'm happy to select Williams in the mid to late sixth round. The problem is he going to be long gone by then? This is a situation I am comfortable with, and I will sell him at this current round five value. And the player I'm taking a flyer on in the Denver Broncos is Drew Lock, quarterback. Overall ADP, 298, coming off the board as quarterback 35. I like Drew Lock, and I know I like Drew Lock more than others, and maybe I like Drew Lock a little bit too much. Is he a week-in, week-out fantasy starter in a 12-team league? No, he's probably not. But he's also not the 35th ranked quarterback. Lock played 5 games as a rookie, completed 64% of his passes for 1,020 yards, 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Not world-beating numbers, but over 16 games, it's a pace of 3,264 yards, 22 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. His 16-game pace was 199 points and a QB 26 finish. I get it. Not very exciting. In 2020, he finished as QB 24, averaging 15.1 points per game, nearly the same he did in his 5 games as a rookie. After he was cleared from COVID-19 a season ago, he started weeks 13 through 17, and he was the quarterback 17, averaging 17.97 points per game. He gets Cortland Sutton back to go along with Jerry Jeudy, Noah Fant, Melvin Gordon, KJ Hamler, Javonte Williams. Add to that a full offseason with Pat Shurmur, who led Sam Bradford and Case Keenum to their best seasons in the NFL. He's going to win this job over Teddy Bridgewater. He's going to be better than QB 35. That ranking is near laughable. Take the flyer on Drew Lock. Next up, we have the Kansas City Chiefs, and the player I am buying is none other than tight end Travis Kelce. His overall ADP is 8, and he's tight end 1. When it comes to Travis Kelce, it's hard not to notice his consistency. Since missing his 2013 rookie season with a knee injury, Kelce has finished as a top 12 tight end every season, and he's only missed games in week 17, and none of them have been injury related. In those 7 seasons, he's averaged 236.94 PPR points. He has finished as a tight end 1 the past 5 seasons, and in doing so has averaged 263.64 points a season. Last season, at the age of 31, he had the best season of his career. Now, if you're concerned about taking a tight end in the first round, I hear you. I really do. You're passing up on a potential top 8 running back or even perhaps a top 5 wide receiver. The good news here is Travis Kelce is a top 5 wide receiver. During his 5 years as tight end 1, his wide receiver finishes have been 12, 10, 9, 9, and 4. Kelce is a no-brainer, in my opinion, in the back of round 1. In PPR formats, if you're looking for a proven, safe, consistent player, especially one at a tough-to-fill position, look no further than Travis Kelce. The player I'm selling off for the Kansas City Chiefs is quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Overall ADP of 19, as you would expect coming off the board as QB1. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. He may very well be the best fantasy quarterback as well. In his first full season as a starter in 2018, he had a monster season. and he finished as the QB1 with 417.08 points, 63.16 points clear of the QB2. In 2019, he was QB8, and last season he was QB4. I have Patrick Mahomes ranked as my QB1. Clearly, I believe in the talent. The Chiefs bolstered their offensive line this offseason, likely making Mahomes even more dangerous. What I can't get behind is the second-round draft cost to acquire him. I have Josh Allen ranked second, and his ADP is currently 32nd overall, which is also way too high for me. If I'm grabbing Mahomes at 19, I could instead grab a wide receiver like Calvin Ridley and simply wait on quarterback. If I take Allen, I could start Ridley in round 2 and grab Allen in round 3. The reality is, I'll grab Ridley, who has wide receiver 1 overall upside, and grab a quarterback like Ryan Tannehill in the 7th, Stafford in the 8th. I'm even comfortable waiting until round 10 for Baker Mayfield. The comparative cost of rostering Patrick Mahomes is not worth it, no matter how good he is, in my opinion. And the player I'm going to take a flyer off of on the Kansas City Chiefs is wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson, overall ADP 282, coming off the board as wide receiver 88. Now, I really feel as though DeMarcus Robinson has a shot to be the Chiefs' number 2 wide receiver, especially after watching Mecole Hardman's performance last night. Now, he's definitely going to have to earn that role over Hardman and Byron Pringle. Robinson averaged 3.7 targets per game last season, and that is an average that I could see increasing by 3 to 5 targets a game in 2021. Arguments can be made that Sammy Watkins, when healthy, was the number 2 wide receiver in that offense. He averaged 5 targets a game. Now, Robinson's going to have to blow away the competition this preseason, and then once the season starts, if he earns the role, he's going to need to double the targets he saw last season for him to come close to being useful in fantasy. But hey, any piece of the Chiefs' offense that has the upside of a number 2 wide receiver is worth the flyer. Next up, the Los Angeles Chargers, and the player that I'm buying is wide receiver Mike Williams, overall ADP 128, wide receiver 49. I do not like Mike Williams, if I'm being perfectly honest. But like I said at the top, buying and selling have nothing to do with my opinion of the player, and everything to do with my perceived value compared to their ADP. Williams has always been a potential laden receiver. He's just rarely delivered. Through 4 seasons, he's topped 100 yards in a game 4 times. He's amassed 80 yards 9 times and scored 17 touchdowns in 56 games. His best fantasy season was his 180.2 PPR point wide receiver 32 2018 campaign. Now, perhaps it'll take a contract year in 2021 for Williams to finally break through. New Chargers offensive coordinator Joe Lombardi, who served as the Saints quarterback coach and carries over his version of the New Orleans passing game, suggested that Mike Williams could fill the X wide receiver role. Now, what's the X wide receiver role? Well, that's the same position in which Michael Thomas put up record-setting stats. Now, let's be perfectly clear here. I am not comparing Mike Williams to Michael Thomas. That is not the case. I am simply stating that this is a role that will likely lead to a lot of opportunity for Williams. He has an above-average quarterback, and defenses will need to key on Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler before worrying about Mike Williams. I don't know how good he will be, but I'm betting that he'll be much better than wide receiver 49. The player I'm selling off of the Chargers is tight end Jared Cook, overall ADP 166, tight end 18. So from one Charger I don't really like to another, Jared Cook. Cook signed with the Chargers to fill the void created when Hunter Henry departed for New England. Selling Cook isn't overly obvious, but when looking at the Chargers' current ADP, he was my obvious choice. I'm not selling Austin Eckler. I'm not selling Keenan Allen or Justin Herbert. As a result, by default, it's pretty much Jared Cook. Now, Cook was extremely touchdown dependent last season in New Orleans. He scored 7 times, which was 33% of his total fantasy production. His age concerns me, as does his recent injury history as well. If Cook stays healthy and on the field, he may make me look very foolish this year, as quarterback Justin Herbert did target the tight end 21% of the time a season ago. I'm betting on that having more to do with Hunter Henry being his tight end than anything else. Cook will be a tight end I stream this season, I'm sure, at times, but he won't be a tight end that I'll be drafting. And I'm going to take the flyer on Donald Parham Jr., overall ADP 401, coming off the board as tight end 51. Finally, a Charger I like. The former XFL darling Donald Parham Jr. Parham scored on 30% of his receptions in 2020, but only played 221 of a possible 1,127 snaps, likely leading to this near non-existent ADP of 401. Jared Cook, as noted, is the veteran addition to the Chargers tight end room, further keeping Parham off the field. Donald Parham shouldn't be a consideration in fantasy until his playing time rises and his targets become consistent. I'm going to bet that that situation occurs in LA, and I'm going to take the flyer on him as a result. And we'll wrap up this look through the NFC West with the Las Vegas Raiders. Player I'm buying is tight end Darren Waller, overall ADP 22, coming off the board at tight end 2. Darren Waller is finally back practicing with the Raiders this preseason. The ankle injury that has kept him out until now was concerning, and it would have impacted my desire to buy if it were considered a serious injury. Darren Waller, in my opinion, is a no-brainer top 3 tight end. There's little doubt about that if he stays healthy for the duration of 2021. There are questions about when to draft him and whether or not to do so over George Kittle. My response to those questions are, you draft him in the back of round 2, and yes, you take Darren Waller over George Kittle. Waller has scored at least 10 PPR points in 22 of his past 32 games and at least 15 PPR points in 10 of his last 16. He is a target machine with 262 of them the past two seasons, an average of 8 a game. In 2020, Waller averaged 9 targets a game and saw 28% of Derek Carr's targets. I don't see any reason why that should change in 2021, and as a result, he's a very easy buy for me here. The player that I'll be selling off of the Raiders is running back Josh Jacobs, overall ADP of 37, coming off the board as running back 20. Josh Jacobs is a good running back. He's totaled 2,215 yards and 19 touchdowns in his first two NFL seasons. The past 12 months, however, haven't been overly great for Jacobs. He finished 14th amongst rushers in PPR points per game at 14.3. But when you look at it closely, he actually scored at least that many points just 5 times in 15 games. His lack of pass catching really impacts him in PPR formats. In addition to the lack of targets, the Raiders let 3 capable offensive linemen go for salary cap reasons, only to spend decent salary cap money on running back Kenyon Drake. He figures to keep Jacobs off the field in most passing situations and has the potential to replace Jacobs in goal-to-go opportunities. Drake didn't have the greatest 2020 season in Arizona, but he did score on 8 of 19 rushes from inside the 5-yard line. Round 4 is the place to target Josh Jacobs in PPR formats, not the start of round 3. As a result, it's a sell for me here. And my flyer off of the Raiders is Henry Ruggs, the third. Overall ADP 118, coming off the board as wide receiver 48. Now, there was once a time when the third year was considered the breakout year for wide receivers. The talent at the position in recent years has pushed that up to year 2, and in a few cases, even year 1. When we all look at the second-year wide receivers in 2021, Henry Ruggs can be easily overlooked when searching for breakouts. A disappointing rookie year saw Ruggs get targeted just 43 times in 13 games. He caught 26 of them for 452 yards and 2 touchdowns. Wide receiver 94 is typically not the finish we expect from first-round drafted wide receivers. Realistically, Ruggs needs expansive target growth to even have a chance to sniff fantasy lineups in 2021. Replacing Nelson Aguilar with John Brown probably won't help his cause. It's going to take a big preseason for fantasy managers to buy into Henry Ruggs as a breakout wide receiver. Until then, he's a dart throw. At pick 118, I'm willing to take a flyer on Henry Ruggs. I believe he has the upside to exceed that wide receiver 48 ADP, so it's a pretty easy decision for me. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you've yet to subscribe to the Sully's 2 Cents Fantasy Football Podcast, you can do so by searching for it pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. In addition, you can find me on Twitter at RotoHeatSully. In both the RotoHeat Dynasty Fantasy Football community and the RotoHeat Redraft Fantasy Football community on Facebook, and I'm at Sully on our Discord channel as well. Don't forget to join Brad Menendez and I every Tuesday night over on the RotoHeat YouTube channel as we bring you the Dynasty Heat Seekers each and every Tuesday night at 9:30 Eastern Time. This week, we'll be recapping and talking about preseason overreactions with a focus on Week 2. I'm going to be back next week with the final two divisions in the Buy, Sell, Take a Flyer series. The first one will be the NFC South, and I'll follow that up with the NFC North. Now, if all goes well, I will have 4 rankings episodes and a Week 1 preview show for you as well before the September 9th kickoff. The regular season is upon us. It's like Christmas Eve for fantasy managers. I can't wait. Until next time, stay safe and stay healthy, Heat Seekers. Take care.